Hello everyone, and welcome back to Connecting with Kylie, where today I will be discussing how to heal from a broken heart. So, I hope you guys can sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode with me. Number 1. Stop reminiscing. The more that you ruminate on the happy times in your relationship, the harder it can be to heal from a broken heart. Now, that's not to say that you can't look back ever in fondness of your relationship, but when dealing with a current broken heart, it's closer to your last step than it is your first. Number 2, invest in you. When you come out of a relationship, it's likely that what you did before is going to change. All of a sudden, you may not be going to the same places or doing the same things around the same people. So, when you learn to invest in you, you get to learn how fun you can be on your own. Create hobbies tailored to you, your wants, and your needs. Number 3, rest. When you give yourself time to rest, your body and subconscious mind work to heal themselves. So, taking time out of your day to rest can not only be rejuvenating to the body, but also the conscious and subconscious mind. Trust me, you're probably still processing your relationship, even if you don't think that you are. Number 4, cut yourself some slack. And keep in mind that it takes on average around 2 to 3 times as long as the relationship duration to fully recover and wrap your mind around the new adjustments in your life. Partnering up and releasing partners are both large life changes, and you need to cut yourself a little slack when it comes to the time frame of your healing process. And my 5th and final tip is don't project. When it comes to getting into new relationships, don't project your fears. It's likely that if you ended your previous breakup on a bad note, that you may have some fears or even trauma-related thoughts surrounding getting into a new relationship. Moving on to a new relationship is an eventual and gradual progression of healing a broken heart. However, if you're not fully healed, you may end up projecting your fears and insecurities onto the next relationship. This can cause issues, and in turn may actually further the fears that you hold on to, because this can cause your new partner to be in a sticky situation that isn't necessarily their fault. You deserve to be loved and adored the way that you wish to be, but you also deserve to fall in love with you first. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to like, share, and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to this on, and please also note that I will be placing out new content every single week so that we can keep you up to date on your healing journey. Till next time.